AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Digital Realty closes 4% from its high after a 21 mil share rebound, but pressure stays below zero. Digital Realty's 14.5% weekly jump put the data center REIT back near its 52-week high. With volume confirmation strong, but ShareMaestro's activity pressure read still negative. Research brief. Digital Realty Trust finished the week of 24 July at $199.01, up 14.5% on 21.0 mil shares, equal to 1.5x its 13-week average and 2.1x its one-year base. The move repaired much of July's damage and left the stock only 4.0% below its 52-week high of $207.5. But the setup remains balanced rather than clean because activity pressure sits at negative 0.47 and the 12-week return is still slightly negative. Key points. 1. DLR rose 14.5% in the latest week, far ahead of the U.S. real estate average of negative 0.5% and the U.S. REIT specialty industry average of 1.6%. 2. Volume reached 21.0 mil shares, 1.5x the 13-week average of 13.9 mil, and 2.1x the 52-week average of 10.2 mil, giving the rebound visible participation. 3. The trend signal remains active with a 21-week streak, and price sits 10.8% above the weekly trend line at $179.07. 4. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.47, while relative strength is positive at 6.92, leaving the signal state mixed. 5. The stock trades at an 86.7% position in its 52-week range and 30.0% above ShareMaestro fair value, raising the bar for further upside confirmation. A sharp data center REIT rebound stands out in a mixed real estate week. Digital Realty Trust, the $68.6 billion data center REIT in the U.S. real estate sector and REIT specialty industry, delivered one of the clearest large-cap real estate rebounds of the week. The stock closed at $199.1 on 24 July, up 14.5%, against a U.S. real estate group average of negative 0.5% and a specialty REIT industry average of 1.6%. Within the broader U.S. real estate peer set, DLR ranked 4th out of 248 names for the week, placing it in roughly the 99th percentile. The industry context is less generous than the price move alone suggests. Specialty REIT breadth remains thin, with only 47.4% of names showing active weekly trend signals, 21.1% showing positive market dynamics, and 42.1% showing positive relative strength. The broader real estate sector is healthier, with 66.0% trend breadth, 77.0% positive market dynamics, and 57.0% positive relative strength. But DLR's industry still lacks broad confirmation. Trend state is constructive. Valuation distance is no longer modest. The weekly trend signal remains active, with DLR in a 21-week active streak and active in 36 of the past 52 weeks, equal to 69.2% trend breadth. Price is 10.8% above the weekly trend line at $179.07. which keeps the regime constructive after the prior week's close below trend. The latest close is also only 4.0% under the 52-week high of $207.5 and sits at 86.7% of the yearly range. That same range position introduces risk. DLR is 30.0% above ShareMaestro fair value at $153.2, so premium demand is already embedded in the price. Momentum is uneven beneath the headline week. The 4-week return is 3.2%, the 12-week return is negative 0.2%, the 26-week return is 26.8%, and the 52-week return is 15.1%. The latest move repaired the near-term chart, but it has not yet turned the quarterly tape decisively positive. Volume confirms attention, but market dynamics has not caught up. Participation was the strongest confirming evidence. Volume reached 21.0 mil shares, above the 13-week average of 13.9 mil and the 52-week average of 10.2 mil. The 1.5x volume ratio shows more than routine turnover behind the rebound, which matters because DLR had already printed a heavy 29.0 mil share week during the 10.2% decline on 3 July. The weaker evidence sits in the ShareMaestro Market Dynamics panel. Activity pressure is still negative at negative 0.47, and the signal state shows no fresh buy condition. Relative strength, by contrast, is positive at 6.92. and has improved sharply from the prior week's negative 7.19 reading. That split explains the balanced setup, Price, trend, and volume improve together, but activity pressure has not confirmed the move. What to watch next? The next test is whether DLR can hold near the upper end of its 52-week range without another volatility spike. Recent volatility is 5.5%, above the 52-week baseline of 4.0%. And July has already produced both the worst week in the recent 26-week window, at negative 10.2%, and the best week, at plus 14.5%. The up-down split over the year is only mildly positive, at 27 higher weeks versus 25 lower weeks, though average gains of 3.3% exceed average losses of negative 2.8%. For confirmation, the market needs to see activity pressure recover from below zero, while volume remains at or above the current 1.5 times participation threshold. The trend line near 179.7 remains the key weekly regime level. A sustained close nearer the 207.5 high would strengthen the breakout argument, while a fade back toward trend would turn the latest rally into another high volatility recovery attempt, rather than a cleaner continuation move. Research note: this article is for educational market research only, and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.